Hey, hello, and welcome back. I am Debbie Peterson of Getting to Clarity, and this is another episode of the Getting to Clarity podcast. This is the place where busy leaders, or those who aspire to leadership, come to get the tips, tools, and techniques that they need to make a bigger impact in what they're doing at work without sacrificing their well-being in the process. And today, we are talking about how to win at work and find happiness too. So stay tuned.
Welcome to the Getting to Clarity podcast,
the place where busy leaders discover how to create more success in their leadership journey with less sacrifice in their life.
Here's your host, Debbie Peterson of Getting to Clarity.
All right, let's dive in. So, if you're an emerging leader and you're looking to get ahead, a lot of times what happens is that you put the quest for success in the front seat. It takes precedence. And then happiness, or what brings you joy, ends up in the back seat, or it plays second fiddle. Yet, when pursuing your own brand of leadership, the essence of your leadership, for you, it lies in the harmony of achieving professional goals while keeping an eye on and nurturing your personal joy. This balance isn't just an I'd like to have it, but it's critical for you leaning into whatever is next. So winning at work doesn't have to mean sacrificing who you are and your happiness in the process. As a matter of fact, I encourage you to bring more of that in. And a lot of times that's what's missing. So integrating the two can lead to a more sustainable, long-term, fulfilling success in your current role and then in your leadership roles in the future as well. And you are walking the talk, showing it for the teams that you lead as well. You show them how to do it, so you're paying it forward. Good job. So what exactly is happiness at work? So happiness at work is as unique as your own fingerprint. It is a blend of feeling valued, being engaged in meaningful work. It's having a sense of accomplishment. But here's the deal. No one can define it for you. It is deeply personal. And it's intertwined with your values, your passions, what makes your little toes tap, and what you find intrinsically rewarding. So recognizing where joy comes from for you is the first step towards cultivating a work-life integration. Balance is the word that I hesitate to use, that doesn't just look successful, but it feels fulfilling too. So creating more happiness at work is a personal journey. And if you are looking to do this, then let's talk about some strategies for you. So the secret to creating happiness in your professional life is not ignoring who you are outside of work, which is what we tend to do, don't we? So your personal interests, your passions, and the things that make you feel alive shouldn't be shelved the moment that you step into the office. Instead, they can be powerful to guide you in shaping a career that brings you joy. So what I want to do is I want to leave you with some questions, because this is a personal journey. Only you can define it. And I'm hoping that these questions will help you define it. So taking a little bit of time, some introspection to get clear on this for you. So first and foremost, what do you love about what you do for work currently? So reflecting on the aspects of your current role that light you up. Is it maybe complex problem solving? Is it leading a team, being solutions oriented? Is it the creativity that is required of your job that you really enjoy? So recognizing, because these are breadcrumbs for you, recognizing these elements can help you seek out or create more opportunities that align with that. So keep that in mind. Second question, what elements about the past roles did you enjoy? So look back at previous positions and do the same thing. Identify the tasks or the responsibilities that gave you that sense of satisfaction. Sometimes the past holds clues to our happiness that we might have overlooked until now. Number three, what do you enjoy doing naturally, personally or professionally? So think about the activities that you are drawn to, those that you could do for hours without feeling the weight of time, whether it's strategizing, mentoring others, being solutions focused, crafting solutions. If you seek these breadcrumbs, they are your zones of genius and joy. So pay attention to them. Number four, what areas of your life do you feel a little off center a bit? So acknowledge where you feel misaligned. That is the only way that you can do something about it. So it might be that the lack of a work-life balance, not utilizing your strengths, missing a sense of purpose in your work, these are things that could be eating at you a bit. They could be little whispers that you hear in your head, but yet you're not willing to do something about it. But recognizing these areas is the first step towards you becoming aligned. They're whispering to you for a reason. So what it's about is embracing your authentic self. So the journey to happiness at work is deeply personal, and it requires your commitment to self-discovery, because it seems like we are so busy being busy, we are running from quiet and stillness all of the time. But it is only when we are quiet, when we are still, that we can go inside and get the answers to these questions. So asking these questions and being honest with yourself about the answers, it's about recognizing that your personal life doesn't exist in a vacuum. It's not separate from your personal identity and your passions. They're two pieces of who you are, and so they all need to be there when you walk in the door at work. So by integrating what you love and what you excel at from your personal life into your professional life is a win. You create a more fulfilling and sustainable path to success for you. This doesn't mean a complete overhaul overnight, but it does mean starting with small, intentional steps that align your work with who you are at your core. So your first step, begin by choosing one area that resonates the most with you from the questions that I put in front of you. Focus on how you can bring more of what you discover in your answers into your current role. It could be as simple as volunteering for a project that aligns with your interests, or it's discussing with your manager about tailoring your role to include more of what it is that you love. You will never know until you ask. So remember, the pursuit of happiness at work, you're entitled to it there. It's a journey. It is not a destination, because you are constantly changing as a human being. It's about continuous alignment and growth and embracing the full spectrum of who you are. So if you enjoyed this podcast today, like and subscribe. Also, head on over to DebbiePetersonSpeaks.com for more insights and guidance on creating a career that's not just successful, but fulfilling. And if you're an organization that wants to create more people who are willing to make an impact in your organization, then head on over to Debbie Peterson Speaks and check out my clarity-driven leadership programming that can help transform professional paths and lead your people to both success and happiness. So until the next time, here is wishing you the clarity you deserve to make the impact that you desire. Take care, and bye-bye for now.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Getting to Clarity podcast with Debbie Peterson.
If you enjoyed this show, please rate and recommend it on iTunes or wherever you enjoy your podcasts.
To learn more about how you can bring Debbie and her transformational clarity leadership strategies to your organization, visit DebbiePetersonSpeaks.com.